Good Day Health Time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is here to review many of the top medical stories of the week and how they impact you with some questions for me, obviously. There'll be a lot of things that we can study during the course of this hour. Your health and well-being is our number one concern, and frankly, it ought to be your number one concern, especially this time of year. There are a lot of things going on weather-wise that affect people. Whether you're in the southeast or the southwest, whether you're north or south, doesn't make any difference where you are. The weather this winter is going to have a major impact on people and their health, the kind of colds and flus that are going around. What do you recommend? When somebody comes to you, because colds and flu can lead to so many other things, not only with you, but you can spread that stuff around. And because you're a cardiologist, I wonder sometimes how these sorts of events impact people who have weak hearts or bad cardiovascular systems. I know it's a lot of questions all at once, but I'm sure you can make your way through them.
Where do we untangle that from? Yeah. But absolutely.
Help yourself.
Absolutely. Not everybody is created equally. Not everybody is treated equally and affected equally by all these bugs that are around right now. So you have to know how good your immune system is, and you have to know how good the rest of your body is. And some people, this is going to be a huge impact on them. And the people who are potentially at risk of actually even dying from getting the flu, you have to really act quickly. There are antiviral drugs around that can be given to somebody who gets the flu, but you should take it within the first 48 hours. So if the flu hits you, immediately call your doctor to get a prescription for one of these antivirals and take it as soon as possible. And it's late in there, you know, between Halloween and Thanksgiving every year, you should be thinking about that flu shot. It's not too late. It does take 2 weeks before it becomes effective, but it's looking like this is going to be one of the really nasty seasons. We haven't had a season this bad since 2009. In San Diego County alone, in 1 week, there have been 34 more deaths. There's been a death of a one-year-old in one county in the country alone. So if you think it's going to avoid your county, you know, get the head out of the ground. It's coming.
And go ahead.
And the other thing is you don't have to become crazy about keeping yourself, your hands clean, but wash the hands, especially if you touch surfaces, and don't touch your hands to your face. You touch your hands to your face, I'm going to guarantee you'll get one of these bugs, because some of it is spread aerosolized in the air, but so much of it is spread, touch. These bugs this time of year, by your hands going on your face, your nose, your eyes, your mouth. If you do that, that's going to be guaranteed. This is how doctors stay away from all this stuff, because they know how these things are transmitted and they just avoid it.
All right. So now you've just given me an inkling into what was going on with me. My grandson, around whom I am a lot this time of year, has become an incubator because he's just started preschool. All the kids have runny noses,
yes,
and green snot and things. And he's fascinated with boogers. He's now discovered boogers, and you know where all that stuff goes. It may sound crude, but youngsters have that, and that stuff gets, you know, part of the germ is in the booger.
Just keep your head down.
Keep them clean. But the things that, when you come around to understanding how you can stay healthy, supplementation, eating right, and exercise, you've got a study here today that comes from one of the journals that you look at every week about what happens if you exercise. This is not about necessarily your physical well-being, but it does play into it, because regular exercise is so good for you to keep your immune system percolating and to keep yourself healthy, right?
Absolutely. I will say it every week. Exercise is my favorite drug, and it just does so many things besides helping you mentally. It does help you physically, and it helps your immune system.
So here's a story about how people who have cognitive impairment can find their situation improved by exercise.
Absolutely. This is another benefit of exercise. This is talking about the risk of developing mild cognitive impairment, Doug. This is a medical condition associated with problems with memory and thinking, and it rises with age. There's this strong evidence to suggest that mild cognitive impairment can progress to dementia, though not everyone who has mild cognitive impairment will go on to develop dementia. While there's no high-quality evidence, Doug, that supports the treatment of mild cognitive impairment using drugs, the good news is that regular exercise training may improve cognitive measures, and this was published this week in the medical journal Neurology.
All right, so exercise, exercise, exercise. Keep track of your steps. Do little things. We were talking earlier on the DJV show about exercising and what happens to people when they make New Year's resolutions and they go hog wild for a week or two, an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time, haven't been in a gym for years. That's craziness. You're going to defeat the purpose because you're going to get discouraged because you can't do as much as you would like to do or perhaps are targeting. So you do it a little at a time. Nobody starts and works for 2-3 hours at a time and comes out alive.
And individualize it. Don't look at everybody else. Just do whatever you feel comfortable doing. Even an hour a week starting out is so helpful.
Here's something else that's important. I want to talk about your health and well-being from the point of view. Again, I use supplementation a lot. And a lot of people talk about how important it is to get fish oil into your system. And now the new thing is this krill oil, K-R-I-L-L. Both of them together represent different things, but have a very positive impact on your health and well-being. So along comes Purity Products with the Krill Omega 50 formula that is ideal for adults of all ages because it affects your joints, your brain, your cardiovascular system, your muscles. It's an extra nutritional support. Diet is good, but for some, as Ken will tell you, diet is not enough. Krill Omega 50 Plus delivers on many fronts. Cardiovascularly, it is very good for your heart, getting the blood around to your head, to your brain. And by the way, when we're talking about cognitive impairment and exercise, if you're getting, it's all back to blood. Getting blood into your brain will keep you from going down the path that so many people are going down, whether it's dementia, the cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, all that stuff. Get your blood into your brain, and this is a great way to do it. Plus, the krill oil boosts your joint comfort. As you get older, your joints get a little bit more worn out, a little arthritis here and there. So what the krill oil does is act as a buffer. It gets into and is the cushion between the joints. So together in one pill, that's what the folks have done at Purity Products. You can get this combination together right now, free. Try it out. See how it works. You pay a couple of bucks in shipping. That's all you have to do. Free at 800-355-1493. All of this stuff is so good for you, so simple, and so inexpensive. In this case, inexpensive isn't the word for it. Free is the word for it. They want you to, they're so sure this is going to make you feel better. You will absolutely feel the difference in 7 days. 800-355-1493 for your free supply of this fabulous combination Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Claim your free bottle at 800-355-1493. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Dr. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, our continuing overview of the big medical stories of the week and how they may impact you. Prenatal vitamins. Get prenatal vitamins because...
Yes, this is more good news. Taking folic acid and multivitamins during pregnancy, Doug, could reduce your child's risk of autism. Kids are less likely to be diagnosed with autism if their moms take supplements before pregnancy and while they're expecting, according to a study of just over 45,000 Israeli children published in this week's JAMA Psychiatry.
So this lowers all kinds. It just makes good sense. Don't eat peanuts because that'll keep your child from having a peanut allergy. And take vitamins that are specifically geared for you and your pregnant condition. That's what these are, right?
Exactly. And talk to your doctor about them. Make sure you get them personalized for you, but make sure you get on them.
Well, is there, what would you say? Vitamin C is obviously important. D, what are all the things that are that are good to build a healthy body in your womb.
Well, there are prenatal multivitamins and, and the folic acid, and that combination is what you're looking for.
What is there about folic acid? I take it, but I don't take it as regularly as I remember you told me once.
It's one of the important B vitamins that the kids need for development, especially their brain.
So if you take a B vitamin, B12, there are all kinds of B vitamins.
And that's in the prenatal multivite, and they just have to add a separate folic.
But vitamin B, we talk about vitamin D being important, vitamin C being important, but these vitamins are very important. All this stuff, vitamin B, C, D, I get the alphabet of vitamins and make sure you're taking them. From the current archives of medical intelligence, we have intelligentsia here in the form of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here on Good Day Health to go through, among other things. We have all kinds of advice, all kinds of help. You can send questions to me that I can tender or render to Dr. Ken, Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. So we've gone through exercise, vitamins for children, that sort of thing. As long as we're in the children department, baby weight. When you're pregnant, you gain weight. I remember my wife, when she had Megan, our first child, she gained 40-something pounds, and she only weighed, she was 5'1", and looked like a basketball on wheels or on legs. So what happens? What's the advice here from this new study?
And let me just talk about baby weight, but let me just squeeze something in, because there's some breaking news that just came out from Consumer Report, Doug, that they're giving a recommendation not to eat romaine lettuce because of E. coli breakout. They're just recommending for the time being, till they untangle this and understand it, to avoid any romaine lettuce because of this E. coli breakout. And they don't quite yet understand how this association is occurring.
Well, I'll tell you how it's happening. You've opened a can of worms, literally and figuratively here. This is what happens when these things come out. Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, the things that affect our health and well-being get at the heart of your immune system. They get into your system. You got a strong immune system, you ward it off. You don't have a strong immune system, you're going to get really sick. It'll feel like the flu, upset stomach, all kinds of things. And it comes about because the stuff that's grown in these huge agribusiness, these huge, huge farms that don't take the time, don't take the care, don't take the worry like your local produce guy does. These heads of lettuce are grown by the tens of thousands every day. They don't wash them well. They come from fields that may have been sprayed with stuff. And because it's a leafy, the vessel itself is leafy, comes apart. So stuff gets way down into the cracks and crevices of the lettuce. So when they wash it, it's very difficult to get all of that stuff out of there. And if they transport it, which is what's happening at this time of year. Nobody's growing any with a snowstorm. You're not going to see much lettuce grown anywhere except in Florida and in California.
It seems to be in Canada where the problem is, in the eastern provinces.
Well, that's because that's where it's being, the lettuce is being serviced. It's been brought there, and there may be some hydroponic lettuce involved. But what I'm saying is, because the stuff is not cleaned well, because it comes from these huge farms that don't pay attention to detail, and it's kind of like cost of doing business. Okay, if somebody dies, we'll have a lawsuit, we'll pay them $1 million, and they'll go away. It's that kind of callousness that goes on. Me, as a family farmer, I understand these things and know why they are a problem and know how they become a problem. So the stuff from Consumer Reports and wherever else it'll come from about romaine lettuce, if you know the source, if you have a local source, I would think you wouldn't be so worried. But if you don't know the source and it comes in a container that's sealed or in cellophane that's wrapped, those bugs, if they aren't cleaned out or whatever the germs, whatever the stuff that's in there, they will grow. And so when you open it up, even if you're washing it well, the damage has been done because the stuff gets into the fiber of the lettuce or whatever the vegetable is.
And we'll get back to gaining weight intra-pregnancy as soon as we get back, right?
Well, you can spend 30 seconds or so on it. You want to do that?
Gaining too much baby weight is an issue for many pregnant women, Doug. What's more, if you do not lose those pounds, it could pose a problem during the next pregnancy. Women who have babies 2 years apart and do not get back to their pre-pregnancy weight before they conceive again have more complications during the second pregnancy. These issues range from increased risk for cesarean sections to gestational diabetes and high blood pressure. Being overweight or obese also increases the risk for heart disease and stroke.
All right, so be careful about that. Lots of things to tend to as we care for you on Good Day Health. In looking at the things that are important, mental and physical go together. The mind-body, the spirit-mind-body connection is so important, can't be overemphasized. Ken has found five things that will help you to be happy in 2018, all right? And I'm going to act as the big voice announcer, starting with number five.
Be more active. We're talking about exercising, even going for yoga and meditation. This will just put a spirit on your face, which will be very positive. Not only helps you physically, it helps you with depression, anxiety, just overall feel better.
Yep. Number four.
Get enough sleep. We're talking about 7 to 8 hours a night for most adults. This is so important.
Naps are great, too. You need to get caught up and you have the ability to have a nap. Take a nap. Number three.
Settle for a happy diet. We're talking about a Mediterranean-style diet, which consists mainly of fruits, vegetables, fish, and whole grains. This could definitely prevent depression.
I went on a crash course. I think I told you off the air, but I don't mind talking about it on the air. A couple of things. My experience that I'll talk about with you on the air, because I like to be a guinea pig and have people hear what goes on so they're encouraged to do the same thing. I went on the lemon water tea diet when did I decide to do it? I think I decided to do it on Sunday or Saturday. Anyway, all I did was have a glass of lemon water and my supplements for Sunday, Monday, and then I think I did it Tuesday too. But I was someplace where I had to eat on Tuesday, so I did. But I've lost 7 pounds in 3 or 4 days, which makes me wonder about how much of it is just water to begin with and not necessarily the fat that you want to get rid of. That, you know, over the holidays, we all overindulge, eat too much from Thanksgiving to the parties of Christmas and Christmas Day and New Year's, and I know that I overdid it. And so I just decided, first time I've ever done this in my life, just stop. And it, especially the sugars, I wondered if I would have a craving, Ken, for sugars and stuff. And yeah, I did a little, but I, you know, I just had this. You got to have the strength, the fortitude. You got to have the intestinal fortitude to stick to your guns, right? Is that what do you tell people about stuff like that? Is that
the Mediterranean and DASH diet? That's what I tell them.
So going on a crash course like I did might not be your first recommendation.
Probably not 1 through 10.
No. All right. So we're at number 2, I think, now on the list of how to be happy in 2018. Excuse me.
I think we went through the first 3.
Yeah. So we're to 2, and then we get to 1. So 2's next. If we went through the first 3,
exactly.
We start at 5.
Right. Exactly.
Number 2.
Make friends with the great outdoors. Green spaces. They make most of us happy.
Yeah. Fabulous. And the air that you breathe. There's a song by, was it the Bee Gees? The air that you breathe, that's
exactly.
So important. Wow, so important. Here's number 1.
Be kind to others and to yourself.
Yep. How do you, how are you kind to yourself?
How am I kind to myself?
Yeah.
I go to the gym. I put myself around positive people, good people that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And I spend time with friends and family.
So, when you hire people, you've got a staff of 20 or so at the clinic at Lake Cardiology in Florida. Do you hire them? Do you do any kind of Myers-Briggs or some kind of a test that tells you what their personalities are all about? Or
funny
do you,
you should be talking about Myers-Briggs. I suddenly have gotten very interested in that lately. But
yeah. Good way to hire people.
I'm sorry?
It's a good way to hire people.
It's a great way to just put teams together and find out who you're going to work successfully and be successfully with, out even outside the office. Yeah. And it's just compatibility. And I think Myers-Briggs is very helpful. And yes, I learned early on, you know, I started my 30th year in practice this week.
God love you. Congratulations.
And in the last few weeks, 30th year, and you learn a lot, and you learn a lot about hiring people and talking to people when you hire them before you hire is real important.
Interesting, because this is the 30th year of me doing this syndicated broadcast. So you and I both have
We're in sync on that.
Milestones. Yes, we are. 1988.
And then I came with you in 2007 on the radio.
All right, so we've been 10 years doing that.
Amazing.
That's perfect. Let me go back to the New Year's resolutions and the things that medical experts are saying about people. This is something we really want to underscore because it is very important. People give up. But basically, eating mindfully and less. But you know what came through on this sheet that I saw, Ken, was flossing every day. All the other things you've talked about. Exercise, don't eat so much and eat better, get more sleep. But flossing and why that is so important to our overall health
flossing
because of the impact
important.
That gum. Well, explain that, will you?
Flossing is really important because so much of the inflammation in the body, it gets in through the mouth. And inflammation can attack and damage parts of the body from head to toe. And you want to minimize the inflammation. And one important way is to keep the teeth and the gums healthy. And flossing and brushing is so important for overall good health, not only for the teeth.
Mm. Somebody sent me a question and wanted you to define. We actually were having a conversation early about alkaline versus acidic, the contents of the body, why it needs to be more alkaline, and is the lemon juice that I was taking a good way to make my – there are bottled waters that are alkaline that you can take and put in your own water supply or in your glasses of water. So would you mind explaining – why it is so important to have a pH factor? I guess it's over 7. Is that right?
Right. There's a lot of chemical reactions that occur in the body. And for all of these chemical reactions to work properly, the acid base or the pH has to be at the right spot. What you're talking about is where you actually try with your foods to change it. That's a little more in the alternative sphere. And traditional doctors don't really get down to that fine tuning. We're looking more at whole body and if there's issues. And when you get down to the micromanagement of pH, that's more in the alternative pit.
What, the alkaline versus acidic?
Yes, right. Yeah. With the waters and the. And,
right.
And that's probably more for Jack than me.
Maybe it's a double comedy. I probably should put you guys back together again a couple of times. Those are always great.
Not on that topic.
Interesting. No, not on that one. No. That one and vaccines, we don't have any. There's no room to move with either one of you on that one.
But we love each other.
Yeah. Very important to understand there are different points of view. And that's why I have both of you on the Good Day Health program, because I want to present different points of view for people, whatever your comfort level is, whatever you think is best, but you get the advice of two people that I have the utmost respect for. There's no one, Ken and Jack, because of my experience with both of them, I can tell you, I can vouch for them. They are the best in their fields, and that's why they are here. So let's spend a little bit of time on the sleep thing, because I came across something in my research for our program today that really speaks to what happens, how toxic not getting enough rest is to your health. So we talk about getting 7.5 hours of sleep. Naps are important, that sort of thing. Did you know, well, you did, but I'm asking this rhetorically to the audience, you can live for about 3 minutes without air, you can live for 3 days without water, and you can live for about 23 days without food. But in between food and water, there's something that's so essential, you can only live for 11 days without sleep. That is an amazing stat. Our brain mass is water and obviously blood, that sort of thing. They receive energy from blood. So when the blood is pumping, our brains are plump as we sleep. Various parts of our brain shut down. and that reduces power and consumption of power, reduces the swelling across the neurons. The brain's blood then goes back, creates empty spaces, and so that's where you get healing, apparently.
Absolutely.
I never thought it through like that. You want to explain it a little further?
The brain really does cleanse itself during the sleeping process. And I hear so many patients, I'll hear this at least once a day, Doug, where patients, I'll talk to them about quality of sleep, and they'll just say, I can't get enough sleep. People just give in to bad sleep. Don't do that. Don't accept it. There are now real specialists who, they're usually lung doctors who subspecialize in sleep. Find one, and they'll turn your life around.
You know, this pulmonologist that I went to, it's interesting you say that, because this office is a pulmonary and sleep office.
And that's the kind of doctor you want if you're not getting good quality sleep. If you're awakening after 7 to 8 hours and you're still tired, go find the pulmonologist who specializes in sleep.
But one of the things that's very important here is understand the role of the lymphatic system, which grabs these toxins they were talking about from the blood. There's a lot of nasty waste and byproducts that you get from what you breathe, what you eat, the experience that you have. So the blood in your body is filled with all this nasty junk, and then you need to get it out of your body. That's where the lymphatic system comes in.
Exactly. We've got filters all over the body, the spleen, the liver, the lymphatics, filtering everything.
But the brain doesn't have a lymphatic connection, apparently,
right.
And so that's where the sleep comes in, because the toxins that build up there after 200 hours of not having sleep, that's what'll kill you, the toxins in your brain. It's not about lack of sleep. It's about lack of letting the brain do its thing.
And if you're worried about dementia, this is where you have to function and make sure your memory is okay. Get that quality sleep.
Chronic fatigue, confusion, you don't make decisions well, you're irritable and angry, you got headaches, depression, oh my God, this is just scratching the surface as I look at this thing. So, sleep is very important, it really is. Yep. So, I'm much more careful. I used to have a hard time getting 6 hours at a time, and now I'm working on 7 and having a nap.
All right, let's go to sleep.
All right, no, let's build up our immune system by focusing on the products from the Balance of Nature, folks. Balance of Nature provides you the nutrients that you need, that you would get if you had 9, 10, 11 servings of all of the ripened fruits that are around. I try to get that many every day, but most people don't. And certainly you don't get a half a dozen servings of vegetables a day or more. And that's where Balance of Nature comes in. Their fruits and veggies are loaded with all the benefits and none of the distractions. For example, the fruit, no sugar in it. The veggies have been cooked and powdered, as have the fruits, so that you get just the bare essence, the best of the fruits and vegetables. You can take the capsule, open it up, put it on your food, or you just swallow it with some juice or water or whatever. 2 in the morning and 2 at night, 1 each of the fruits and of the vegetables. Take them and your immune system will go through the roof. You need more strength in your immune system, and you'll get it from Balance of Nature products, the fruits and veggies. You can get the first month free by using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. So you put yourself through this system, you see how it works, and then you get on the program. The code, again, DJV, a free month supply of the immune system enhancer that comes from the fruits and veggies that are prepared pluperfectly just for you at balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health program. Again, the resources that we have put at your disposal, gooddayhealthshow.com. Find the podcast and benefit from the knowledge that Ken has. What do you think the most important thing is in terms of your education, which goes on every day, that you've learned? 30 seconds on the most important thing you have learned about caring for people.
About how important lifestyle is for keeping you healthy.
Lifestyle. What you do, how you eat, all the things we've been talking about. It's the same thing. The message is so simple, and we keep repeating it. We hope it doesn't.
I'd be home early every night if people
listen,
practice a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
Diet, exercise, stress reduction, sleeping adequately, and not smoking, and just getting the mental stress out of their life. Mental stress is horrible for your health.
Ah, awful. All right, pros of wisdom from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. All right, so let's get to some of the trending stories. Matter of fact, a really big one, Ken, this week that you're following has to do with the situation weather-wise in Florida, where you are. It's cold up the East Coast, cold and snowy. The snow starts in the Carolinas and goes all the way up the coast, Washington, Delmarva, New York. New England is going to get really croaked. So there must be some advice that you can give to people as the temperatures go down and the weather gets really bad.
Exactly. Let's stay healthy. Woke up this morning and saw a frost in central Florida, and that's an unusual occurrence. So if you're caught in these frigid temperatures, as most of us are right now, protecting yourself by covering up and dressing in layers, paying special attention to the head and scalp, as well as the face, nose, neck, and ears is so important. Also, it's advisable to wear sturdy insulated boots with thick wool socks, which keep your feet and toes warm in the cold temperatures, especially while shoveling snow. Shoveling in cold weather can increase the risk, Doug, of heart attack, especially if you have known coronary artery disease or risk factors such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smoke, or family history. And lastly, this is important, is the risk for developing hypothermia. This is a condition defined by dizziness, confusion, and or shivering that can strike following short exposure to frigid temperatures. The solution is the common sense use of warm and dry clothing layered to minimize exposure.
All right, so let's take this apart a little bit here. Is it just the weight of this stuff, or is wool better than cotton? I think all these questions are part of what people are dealing with. What keeps your body? First of all, you got to have something on your head, because all the heat in your body goes right out your head. You got to have a heavy hat on, maybe put a scarf over your ears.
Head, scalp, face, nose, neck, and ears, your hands, and your feet. That's where you lose most of your heat.
Well, so in this circumstance, is what you eat also impact the way your body maintains its heat?
Well, it's important to eat a good, healthy meal and make sure you get some protein. All of that's very important. But bundling up in layers, because the layers is what keeps the body heat in.
Mm-hmm. The layers. So when I'm on the farm when it's cold, like last weekend, it was never got above 13 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I was out working. It wasn't windy. Well, one day it was kind of windy, but the others, and it didn't feel it. Without the wind, it doesn't feel bad. It feels okay. I put on an undershirt, long T-shirt, then I put on a sweatshirt, then I put on a parka, and then I put on a cover over that.
Excellent. And those are the layers.
Yeah, and a head. Usually, what do they call those hoodies? I have a hoodie and that and
hat,
or something.
Face mask and scarf.
Yeah, right. It's hard to get around sometimes when you layer up. But I always wear long johns. People always laugh. Whenever I'm home at this time of year on the farm, I always wear long johns. That's something else. And heavy, thick socks. That's the way to keep yourself warm. Lots of juices, all that good stuff. And what Ken would recommend. Here's something else that's recommended. The folks at Purity Products have you covered when it comes to fish oil and krill oil, you know, now. And Purity Products, known for a long, long time as having intelligent nutritional solutions to problems. So they put together fish oil and krill oil so you have great help for your cardiovascular well-being and for your joint comfort and health. That's right. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Now, the deal is you can call 800-355-1493 and get a free bottle so you can prove to yourself how great this stuff is. 800-355-1493 for the Omega 50 Plus.